In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. She had gone back to the garden on the first day. The two of them were there in the garden, the man and the woman talking in the garden on the first day. We have been here before, but this time everything will be different. When they go, she to the disciples in the city, he to, well, we'll come to that later. When they go, they will not be leaving paradise, Eden, behind. Not this time. No. This time, they will be leaving a garden with a tomb, a place of death, an empty tomb. Well, not exactly. They are leaving behind a tomb with grave clothes still in it, the garments of death, the sum total of all the evil deeds, wrong turnings and failures that human beings have taken since there was another man and another woman in a garden. All these things he took into the tomb with him, and he has left them there. She had gone back. Oh, Mary, why did you go back? Who were you looking for? A man who was kind to you but is now dead? Did you go back to revisit the scene of those terrible deeds just 3 days ago? To see again the shameful instrument of death? To see and to hold once again, for one last time, his body, knowing for certain that this is the end. Is that what you went back for, Mary? Did you go back because you could not go forward, weeping and stuck in your grief? It could send her back into the madness from which he had healed her, or back into her old way of life. Do not hold on to me, Mary. That is what he said to her in the garden on the first day. Do not hold on to me, because I have work to do. I have a garden to restore. It is overgrown with thorns and thistles, and I must make it the way it was supposed to be. It is the first day, and there is a lot to do. Did she not realize what he had done for her? He had driven out 7 demons, a recurring illness perhaps. He had shown gratitude and acceptance at the house of Simon the Pharisee when she had washed his feet and anointed his head with oil, costly perfumed oil. He had healed her and restored her to the life God wanted for her. But now she had gone back, weeping, to the place of pain and death. She had wanted to hold on because She cannot believe it's all true, perhaps. Is it true? Is it true what had happened in the garden between Friday and Sunday, the first day? And did it really happen to her that he had healed her and set her free? So she does not need to hold on. She does not need to stay there in the garden. She can leave all that behind. Go, he says to her. Go. It is the first day, and you have a job to do. Do not hold on to me. Get up and come after me into this new creation, the garden where everything will be the way it is supposed to be. Amen.